Sure. Again, it's terribly unfortunate that Superintendent Burmaster is not here, because these are substantive, meaningful questions. Funding is an important issue in the state of Wisconsin. It would be great to know where our current superintendent stands, but she's ducking this debate, as she has ducked previously. Wisconsin is the eighth highest per pupil spending state in the country. And when you adjust based on other factors, such as ability to pay, we're even higher. We have not been unwilling to fund education in the state of Wisconsin. Fact of the matter is, we've been willing to fund education. When you look to the future, things are problematic, however. We are facing the prospect of slower growth. We're facing the prospect of greater expenditure for senior programs. So we're facing a very tight future for probably 25 years. The ability to invest more and more money in education is greatly diminished. So the most important question we can ask in the next 25 years is, how can we do things cost-effectively, how can we do things well, very well? I think Dr. Ibarra makes a number of good points on teacher education, how we've got to put qualified people into the field. But it can't be, the only question we ask in education cannot be, how do we raise more taxes? You've got a legislature that campaigned on the premise they're not going to increase taxes. You've got a governor that campaigned on the premise he's not going to increase taxes. Why do you suppose that's the case? Because the people that elect them don't want them to increase taxes. So you cannot expect that there will be tax increases in the state of Wisconsin at any time in the near future. That's the reality, the economic reality. So what we need to do is find ways to do this endeavor cost effectively and at a high quality. And that's the premise of my campaign, and I sure wish Libby Burmaster was here to have her question, to have her answer that question, but she is ducking.